Hello and welcome to Morning Prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Thursday and this is the third week of the Easter season. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God, and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hands are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by the Son. A reading from 1 John chapter 3. Little children, let us love in word, not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. And by this we know that we are from the truth, and we will reassure our hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord. Sometimes we believe that for something to be a gift from God or to come from God, it has to be somehow out of the ordinary, something that can't be explained by any other means, something that either just sort of wells up inside of us as something that we didn't expect, where we were able to do things we didn't know we could do, or some kind of other kind of miraculous thing that's there. And so we miss the simple daily way in which God loves and cares for us through all these ordinary things and through all of these ordinary means. That God provides for us, that God reaches out and loves us through people in our lives, and particularly, as 1 John is talking about, through the community of those who have been baptized and abide in Jesus. Through the love and fellowship that we experience within this body of Christ, we find Christ serving us and loving us. So Jesus loved us, gave himself for us, and gave us to each other and commanded us to love one another. And so that love that we give and that love that we receive and the way that that makes a difference in our life and the life of this community and then from this community to the world is how God is at work in the world, how the Spirit of God is at work in the world. It is there that we find God answering our prayers, God providing and caring for us, God giving us all the things that we need. Within this fellowship also, the Holy Spirit gives us constantly reminds us of the gospel, of the good news, sustains us with the sacraments, and reminds us of our fellowship with the Father and the Son in the Spirit and with each other as well. In very much the same way that we overlook daily things to look for the miraculous to ascribe to God, instead of seeing God at work in our daily life. In the same way, we also think that when we are called to love each other, that those are some kind of sort of superhuman, self-sacrificing things. But the sacrifice that is there is just simply our time, our attention, caring, doing what is needed by those people who need that, giving and receiving within that community. The simple things that some of us might take for granted in our life, the way in which we care, starting maybe with family and then moving out to friends and then reaching out to those who are in need within the body and then together as a body reaching out to those who are in need in our neighborhood. There is loving in word and deed, just by sort of ordinary, everyday acts of kindness and gentleness and humility, not by some kind of superhuman strength or some kind of great effort, but just simply by doing that. This is the fellowship, then, that we have by simply doing those things that are loving for each other, in receiving those things that are loving from those when we are in need, and seeing God at work in that as well. That is what John wants us to see in the gift and in the life that is given when we dwell together, when we give thanks for the communion we share in the body of Christ in just a few minutes. This is the kind of thing that we're talking about, that place that we physically, tangibly feel and know the love of God for us, and we can give and bear witness to that love of God by reaching out to love others. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people to set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, and you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness, in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord, who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gift of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your church. For who else, for what else are we grateful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children. And bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. For who else, for what else do we pray today? We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our life and our actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Amen. And Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the Holy Spirit fill you with new life and abundant joy. And Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us. Amen.